Many people around the world think of Robert Burns as the national poet of Scotland, but if you ask the Los Angeles chapter of the St. Andrew Society, they'll tell you there is more to the man than Auld Lang Syne, which he wrote. At the end of this month, as every year, they will gather to read Robert Burns' poems and eat his favorite food and Scotland's national dish, the haggis. Now, finding the poetry to read is easy. The challenge for Scotsmen is finding a good haggis in Southern California. Patrick Hirsch reports.
Anyone who's familiar with haggis will tell you it's an unlikely national dish. Everything about it is vaguely unappetizing, from its name through to the way it's cooked.
Like most Scottish food, I think it's just peasant fare. You know, you could just grab whatever was left over and throw in a few bits and bobs and stick it in a sheep's stomach and boil it.
That's Richard Goslin, a Scottish expat who lives in West Los Angeles. He's proud of his heritage and he loves the work of Scotland's favourite poet, Robert Burns. But when he decided to throw a traditional Burns supper, he had trouble locating his most important guest.
So it's not easy in LA trying to find a haggis. I went on a wild haggis chase, I guess you could call it, until I finally tracked one down. But it was a long and difficult task.
It took Goslin about a week to run a haggis to ground. It was disappointing. A bland, rubbery specimen that he found in the back of a freezer in one of Santa Monica's British food stores. So this past year he was delighted to hear about Alex McGilvery, a Scotsman, bagpiper and retired caterer who makes about 50 pounds of haggis every year. Just a few miles up the Pacific Coast Highway at the Santa Monica Beach Club, McGilvery's bagpipes greet the members of the St. Andrew Society of Los Angeles as they gather for their annual Burns Night Supper. McGilvery's fellow society members are all immaculately groomed, draped head to toe in gorgeous plaid. They don't look like the kind of people who would choose to dine on a sheep's stomach stuffed with offal and oatmeal, and McGilvery has adjusted his ingredients accordingly.
We'll put some ground beef in there too. And then, of course, we'll have the seasonings, which usually consist of salt and black pepper mainly. It's the main thing. Sometimes you could put a little ginger in there, but generally that's what we do until it tastes pretty good. And it's usually presentable enough that people can enjoy it here without going into all the details of the other stuff that was in it. So.
The moment of truth comes from McGilvery's haggis. His bagpipes belt out a Highland march as four bekilted haggis bearers carry it into the dining hall on a silver tray. The haggis is garnished and swathed in tartan, but underneath it all it looks rather ordinary, like a large mound of sausage or slightly undercooked meatloaf. J. Howard Standing, the president of the society, recites with gusto Robert Burns' tribute to his favourite meal.
Our lad wipes clean his good work knife and deeply cuts into your life, trenching apart your aroma's strife. Just like a ditch, and then, oh, what a glorious sight, the steams rise, reeking a rich.
He raises his hand and one of the bearers plunges a knife into the steaming mound of meat. The haggis is toasted with neat whiskey and then carved into small slices for distribution around the tables.
That, sir, is Southern California haggis.
Haggis is usually accompanied by mashed potatoes and turnips, but not tonight. Served on their own on pristine white plates, the slivers of grey meat look forlorn and out of place at the sumptuously decorated tables. The haggis is firm and slightly chewy. There is a warm undertone of mutton there, but the main flavour is of oats, a drying, mealy taste that has Standing, along with most of the assembled company, reaching for the whiskey to wash it down.
I can't really say that I'm a connoisseur of haggis, but it's tasty, palatable, and I can understand how it would kind of stick to a Highlander's ribs on a forced march.
Some of the guests chase their portions of haggis around their plates with a fork, while others wolf it down. Few of them seem to appreciate how lucky they are to taste this delicacy. McGilvery's Scottish-American haggis is such a rare commodity in this neck of the New World that, at least during haggis season, it's in high demand. Once a year, he ships mounds of it off to five different Scottish Society dinners around Southern California. None of the guests at this dinner asks for second helpings, which is a good thing because there's no more to be had. McGilvery has judged demand for his haggis well. For NPR News, I'm Patrick Hirsch.